And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano, get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mattis, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, are we going to have a fun show for you today? It's it. You're listening to it. It's just Rick and Corey, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. Pete Gray was traveling back from our Big Davis boat. Let's Talk Hookup Katmai Adventure. We heard from him yesterday. Sounds like it was a fantastic trip, and next week we're going to get the full lowdown. But today you got us. We're going to be talking tackle, talking tuna, talking calico bass, MC swim bait, and whatever you want to talk about. Today's the day for you, and we're just going to be having some fun, taking some phone calls, telling some stories, and really looking forward to spending a couple hours with you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sports fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish at it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone. Whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat, FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 to gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimal performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row powerful fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just one of those days that a lot of fun, Rick. All this works out really well.
I'm totally looking forward to it too. So yeah, today is just today's the day about you as the listener, and whatever you'd like to talk about, wherever direction you want the show to go, that's what we're going to do today. It's just Corey and I hanging, and you know, we can say there's no guest. Well, Corey's always my favorite guest. Well, before you know, you were ever the partner on the show, and just so much cool stuff to cover, so much cool trips going on, and so much fun things, you know, with your Cedros trip coming up. I'm really looking forward. You kind of teased us a little bit about your El Salto adventure yesterday. Looking forward to hearing about that. And then you know, talk about the season and what's going on right now. It is just happening.
I know, and the calico fishing locally, man, it's been, like, really, really good, you know.
And it feels like we're in one of those, I don't want to call it the transition, because I don't think in any way we're transitioning away from the bluefin tuna. It definitely has been a little slower to the south. I know our neighbors up above us are super stoked that fish is you know, well into their zone now also, you know, fish around Clemente and even all the way up to the Channel Islands. But in addition to, you know, in addition to the bluefin that's around, we're really watching that warm water fish starting to really filter in now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, with a Dorado and a few yellowfin. And yeah. Do you think there's more yellowfin coming up, or is that...
I just don't see how there couldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
just because the water temps and
nothing to go off of. Trust me, nothing other than just that. You know, your gut and how great the seasons past have been. You know, our last couple years were so good with it, and it really feels like that's what's starting to filter in. The yellows on kelps have been great, and the other thing that's been nice is the last couple years. I mean, let's all be real. That a lot of that yellowtail was small on kelps, and it's just the fish that the guys are catching now is just great. It's just really nice. I'm not going to say that they're giant 30-pounders, but they're not 3-pounders either.
Right.
Just
the legitimate.
Yep, yeah, just a lot of nice 12-pounders, 15-pounders, some 10-pounders, and some 20s, but just lots of that 12, 15, nice grade, hard-pulling yellow that you're stoked to go catch.
Almost like island size.
For real, yeah. This has been really fun. And the guys at nighttime had it been fun, and I worked at the shop till like 6 yesterday, and it's kind of tough because a guy's like, well, what do I need? It's like, man, right now you need to be ready to catch a yellowtail with, you know, 25-pound fly line gear, but still 100% a big bluefin is at play, you know, and your knife jig and your big flat fall, and it's just, it seems like all of those things have options right now.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Bluefin, do you think it's cycling up and around? I mean, it kind of circles a bite, kind of, I assume, right? Do you think it's going up and around? And like you said, it's out to Clemente and the Upper Channel Islands?
I'm sure not the guy has the answer. Yeah, I would never profess to be that. All I know is I like relying on years past, and it sure feels like it's doing what it has done in years past, where exactly it kind of blows through and everybody says the same thing. Oh, it's over. That's it. And it just, I think that it gets up and it feeds, you know, from San Clemente up to those northern Channel Islands. And I bet that it will just settle in somewhere in the backside of San Clemente, maybe on the next moon or something like that. And I think that we will just continue to catch that fish until the fall. Like I have not even the slightest doubt in my mind that, you know, that fish will get back on the bike, get located, probably settle in over some structure on the back end of San Clemente Island. And I bet we'll catch it for the rest of the season.
And that's kind of what's happened, right? The last handful of seasons. It's ended up on the backside and out to the Cortez. And,
yeah. We start to get that, you know, a little farther distance. It's been so fun having that fish so close. You and I were talking about it before the show, and, you know, there's foamer fishing to be had, you know, right outside of Dana Point Harbor, right outside Oceanside, you know.
Hey, I have a great way to plan that fishing right there. Just look whenever Pete's leaving out of town, right?
Totally.
Like, hey, whenever he's leaving out of town for an extended period,
count on it. Yeah, we should all get Pete's schedule. Like, I know we got the October Palma State Cortez trip coming up. I would highly think about, you know, getting your skiff ready, making sure your motor's done, your Yamaha's got a 100-hour service. Like, make sure we're well and good before that time
comes. Because all that happened. And literally when he left, when it was on the 9 and 5 miles off the coast. Oh, my God.
It's been really fun and a fun season. And speaking of the coast, like you said, too, the coastal fishing has been great this year also. Calico bass and prom. We heard from Fred a couple weeks ago talking about sand bass back and happening.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, really. You know, and I love this time of the year, too, in the kelp. Earlier in the season, water temps coming up and that fish gets built up on the outer edge, and it just gets stacked, and it's so prone to being fickle at times, you know, but you circle a half day and throw a scoop of, you know, choking on it, and it gets all lit up. And in a private boat, it can sometimes be a little difficult at times, but once that spawn happens, which it probably did this moon, last moon, in that period, it'll disperse through the kelp, and you can drift through the kelp and catch them just sporadic. I love it, man.
That is you know, would I be fair in saying that is your favorite fishing locally? Just drifting through the kelp, picking off spots.
I love it.
That's you.
You're mentally in the game.
Totally.
You've got to be, you know, on top of your game, and you can make a lot of it happen, like within a boat length of the boat.
The thing that I think is so cool about that is it's so accessible. I mean, you like fishing the kelp right out in front. You know, you know, some guys will make these, which is certainly very cool too. You know, bomb runs out to Clemente or down the Baja coast. But I know you spend so much time fishing right out front.
Point Loma,
La Jolla, wherever. You know, and that's the thing, that kelp bed provides you a different day every single day. You can fish the same area 100 days in a row, and every day is going to be different.
Always, yeah, it's always going to be different. And just reading the current, reading the conditions, you know, maybe it's a degree and a half warmer over here versus over there, and you learn how to deal with it. You know, that's the fun part of it.
Is there one condition that's like overall the most important? Do they all play a part in it? Like if you see whatever. you know, watercolor is most important, current is most important, temperature is most, like, is there a most important, or does it never, everything has to add up to something else?
I think current, you know, I think current would probably be the paramount, you know, it could be a little bit, it could be a lot, but sometimes an over amount of current can be just as bad as having not enough,
yeah.
You know, so it's like...
too much of a good thing.
You could have too much, yeah. I think you can get away with a little bit dirtier water, a little bit, you know, too clean. Sometimes it could be too clean. They don't want to leave their lair of the kelp.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so they get kind of leery.
Yeah,
you know?
Now all of a sudden they become prey to a black sea bass or a sea or whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's too good.
Yeah, then with all the black sea bass around. I've had three of them this year.
No kidding.
On the weedless stuff, yeah. I mean, you imagine
so cool.
the smallest being...
On the weedless?
On the weedless, yeah.
Okay.
So imagine like a smallest being 35 up to 75 pounds.
Get out of here. Just
seriously,
local.
Yeah.
Local kelp bed.
Yeah, I had two of them at La Jolla and one at one in Point Loma.
That's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
But there was years where there was, I mean, I had the smallest at 80 and up to who knows.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd lift them off the bottom and they would...
suck right back down.
Yeah, exactly. 200 plus, you know.
That's
yeah.
So cool. Are these coming up chasing, like, hooked calico bass, or are they just straight eating the weedless?
Just straight up on the weedless.
Oh, that's so cool,
yeah,
dude. That's so
no,
cool.
Yeah, no, it's kind of the neatest thing.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of that at Cedros right now, too. Like, just an over-influx of black sea bass,
yeah,
man.
That's
it's kind
really
of, I mean,
cool.
you don't ever want to, you know, promote going out and catching
yeah, that's
one.
Not
it's
your,
it's
not
all
targeting.
Incidental.
Yeah.
No, it's all incidental. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I had one on a 5-inch weedless.
Okay.
The 5-inch swimmer, and the other two were on the 7-inch. It seems like everything eats that 7-inch. It's a palm size, like perfect bait. You'd put a like a 3-0 hook in, you know?
The other thing that I like about that so much is it goes anywhere, so you can be very technical with your cast, but you can also not be a perfect, you know what I mean? If you miss your placement on your first shot, you wind the thing up and over the mat, and you hit the lane a second time, you know? Like it's very forgiving, and I don't know what that other people that pour plastic don't, but that bait has real longevity, too.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing. Like, it does. It totally, totally does. Like,
so if you're making, like, a Cedros trip or something like that, I mean, you know, a dozen baits would probably... I mean, if you had a really good day of fishing and went through a few baits, you might be sweating it the next day. But a dozen baits would probably, you know, do you for a trip.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm taking... probably 40 or 50.
Yeah. I'm always blown away. I'm always blown away at how you're able to get the very soft, you know, I don't know what you call it, very soft feeling rubber so that it swims really good. But, yeah, they just don't, they just last. You know, I mean, they really do.
Like you're saying it perfectly. I mean, soft with the swim, but longevity with the durability.
Yeah.
It's a tough line to match.
I'm tough because I don't know whether it's creature or habit. That's how I grew up doing it. That's what I'm coming. But I still find myself fishing a weedless or a lead head and a swim bait. Like that's just what has always been my go-to. Always seems to be going down a cedar. I just like a forward line tie, a lead head, and a swim bait, whether it be a boxer, a war bait, you know, anything like
whatever
that with that forward hook eye, and I really like the Viejo 7-inch. That's just my favorite thing. Like I feel the best throwing that lure. But I know in talking to you, it sounds like you fish probably more weedless than lead heads. Is that fair to say?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
just that though.
Yeah, not 90, yeah. 90, maybe
all
110.
The time.
Well, it's
what you like.
I love that, man.
That's
just
cool.
Dictating that bite.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is just coming back from El Salto this week. That's always been a player there, like the 5-inch or even a little 4-inch, like with Castman. We had a blast with the 4-inch on a 3-0 or 3 or 4. I think it's 3-0 Kamikatsu.
Okay.
And man, just up and over all the junk and just getting bites from 4 to 5 pounders.
Oh,
I think
God,
we had fish up to 6.5 or whatever on it, but. This time it was really the water was coming up crazy.
This is your trip that you were on this last week.
Yeah,
here.
This last week, it blew your mind what we got them on. I kind of come prepared for everything.
Sure, it's Salto.
Listen to this: 6-inch standard swim bait and the 5-inch Viejos.
6-inch standard, the deep belly, big tail.
Yes.
Pin on a big old lead head.
Your
drag
standard,
it, catch a big old sand bass.
Your standard calico sand bass swim bait.
Really? Okay.
And
this is coming from the weedless guy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but I could. Kind of come prepared for everything.
Of course.
I've got them good on the 6.5-inch slug, the weedless stuff, all this stuff. So I come prepared with a little bit of everything. And man, a 5-inch viejos and a 6-inch swim bait on an ounce and a half lead head.
Really?
So not fishing like horribly deep, uh-huh. but the fish were, the water was coming up 2 feet a day.
2 feet a day?
There was one day where it came up like
crazy.
3 feet. I mean, El Salto's at the base of the Sierras. Okay. So in the Sierras and the mountains, it was getting with it all day, every day. The afternoons.
It's just
it was
collecting
like
rain from hundreds of miles.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Lightning and thunder and just tumultuous weather.
That's wild.
And the least it came up was like 16 inches in overnight.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're fishing a rock one day that like the top of the
rock
is exposed. 2 days later, it's under 4 feet of water.
Exactly.
Crazy.
So the fish were off the bank a little bit. When I say that, like 5 to 8 feet of water.
Okay.
So with that ounce lead head, we're literally covering everything from 5 to 8 to 25 feet of water.
And you can cast it a mile. You can cover huge area, I'll bet.
Oh, my gosh. Our best fish. And then when you get them hung up, they're not, like, stuck in the tree. It's very interesting.
Huh.
They're not, like, the hook's not hung in the tree. I think we only lost 2 lead heads in 5 days of fishing.
Really? Okay.
So the triangled head gets caught up in the tree, right. And you get over the top, and it comes right out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
Now, what about calico fishing? You were the one who changed my game, calico fishing, in just, you know, you always said it, fishing heavy, and fish that weedless heavy, and fish the slug heavy, and, you know, heavy power pro, big piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon, you're not going to lose your fish. How does that factor when you're at Salto, green bass fishing? Like, do you got to scale it back? Do you still fish heavy? Like, what's the gear like that you're catching those?
Yes and yes. So I scale it back a hair, but still very heavy. So with that outfit, I'm fishing 50-pound Power Pro with 40-pound Seaguar Gold.
Ooh, look at you, finesse core.
I have fell in love with a Seaguar Gold.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good line.
Yeah, it's super good. That 40, it's got like a very nice, it's supple,
mm-hmm.
but it's stiff.
It's still hard. Yeah.
It's very, I don't know the properties, but I love it. Yeah. That's all I can tell you.
they just came out with, which I know you know, the 50, 60, and 80-pound in the Gold, and that has just been absolutely flying at the tackle store.
So
just,
you do have it in the shop.
We've got it. Yeah, we've got it. Had it for a little bit, maybe the day or two after we heard from Dale. And it is just, and I'm sure other shops, I'm sure the same. It's just so, for the size of fish that we've been having and sink rig and fly line and all that kind of stuff, it has been flying. And Guadalupe hasn't even really started yet. I can't imagine how successful that, like, 60-pound, 80-pound Gold fluoro is going to be for Guadalupe.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. I can't wait to look at the 1680.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, like making a trip to Cedros, like even the Islander trip we did, the kayak trip.
Right.
I'm straight 80, you know. Like 60th of life.
We were talking with Cal and Eric yesterday after the radio show, because they're leaving for Cedros, and, you know, they were kind of asking Corey for the tips, and that's the one thing I remember you kept saying, like, just fish 80. Just fish 80 and don't worry about it. Your bites are going to come, absolutely no issue, and you're going to, when you hook the right one, you're ready for it. When you make 100 casts, you don't have to worry about it.
Like, if you've had a pile of, 2 to 3 pounders, and your worst nightmare is watching an 8 or 9 pounder eat it, right? And then it's like the bluefin thing. They don't just like lip it. I mean, they're inhaling the thing.
The
4 inches from the line tie. So that's the whole deal. That's the reason.
You've always said that, that it does not take 80-pound test to catch an 8-pound calico at Cedros. But what it can is after, on their 60th 3-pounder and you've had all the shows, then when the 8-pounder eats it, you've still got enough integrity in your line that you don't have to worry about it.
That's
you're going to weather that storm.
That's exactly. And if you're using 60, honestly, you're setting yourself short. It'll work. It'll work, but you're going to have to retie several times.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only detriment there. And if you hook a 30-pound yellow,
totally.
It's pretty safe to say you're going to be screwed. I mean, let's just put it that way.
Or
a 9 or 10 pound calico.
Yeah.
You know, you're done.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's true. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show coming for you today. This is, just like Corey said, this is one of my most favorite days, because it is. It's about you. It's about your questions. Whatever they may be, fish reports, we're just looking forward to it. Going to be a great time talking fishing, and we're giving away a really cool prize today.
I know, Rick. This is a really fun time, and I enjoy it myself, too. And we're giving away to one lucky caller The number's 213-432-1090. That's the number here at the Mightier 1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Really cool. I mean, I know they've had some excellent fishing from the bluefin to all the yellowtail counts, and a few dorado and a couple yellowfin and a bluefin mixed in. But give us a shout at 213. We want you to participate. 213-432-1090. That's the number here. We're going to be right back. We're going to have a great time for the next 2 hours. Please join us on a Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie i11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And again, you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Give away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah, chance to go fish Captain Matt Brawla, Captain Ryan Boston, get in on that amazing season those guys are having. What a cool prize at the end of the show today.
And I know.
Also, we got a very fun feature, the text the show option. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, don't feel like waiting on hold, don't want to hear yourself on the radio, no problem, man. Shoot us a text. The texting is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That app's a free download. It's really fun, too. It's an easy way to listen to the show if you're not familiar. You definitely don't need to be text savvy. You just push that Let's Talk Hookup button. The text will fire right up. It's really easy to listen to the show, whether it be listening live right now or listening on your drive home, or, you know, if you hear that Corey was talking about a particular swim bait that he liked catching a bass on, you want to revisit it, you can hear all the past shows via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you can text the show, and those texts come through, and we'll be reading a bunch of those. It's a fun
Rick,
option.
You can listen to last week's shows. Those were so cool. That's exactly what I did after I got home from El Salto. I listen to Danny Wade and Roy Rose. And what two cool shows you had going there. Like seriously, yeah. Two huge legends in the industry that you can go back and listen to.
I really dug those shows. I love Danny has been a friend of mine. I've known Danny since I was in high school, working at the tackle store. He's always been very gracious. Danny's always been very gracious with your knowledge if you're a person who's respectful and happy to get that knowledge. You know what I mean? He's like the type of guy that will tell you absolutely anything you want to know about it. Not a big beat your chest internet guy, and I always love that he's like very no nonsense. You know, you're like if you come at him with an idea that's kind of funky, he has no problem telling you, well, that's a dumb idea. You know,
right. No, he will.
I really, I dig. And Roy was just awesome. Like there is not a person alive who likes fishing more than Captain Roy Rose.
Wait, I mean, it could be fishing bay bass off the dock. Could be fishing halibut in the back bay.
When that boat is in and for its month, you know, they usually shut down for 3 weeks to a month to do their service. You know, the boat, obviously, Road Plus runs all the time. It is not safe to be a spotted bay bass or Corvina in this harbor. Like, he's got those things wired.
Exactly.
It's really fun.
But a great show to go back and listen to on the app.
Totally. Well, speaking of, we got a lot of great phone calls, a lot of great texts. I figured we started off with a text that came from Rich in Long Beach because it kind of goes back to talking about Danny Wade and Surface Iron. And this text is, Rick and Corey, what color jigs would you take down to Cedros? And most importantly, how many swim baits do I need for 4 days of fishing? That's from Rich in Long Beach.
Interesting. I don't know. What do you? Color-wise, I mean, always with surface iron, for me, color is secondary to the whole darn game, you know. But Cedros is one of the weird places that caterpillar yellow or that yellow will work over other things. I've seen it with the plastics, like with this slug, a bright yellow. Don't ask me why. I don't know what the reason is, what lives there that mimics that, maybe a cinerita of some kind, but... Yeah, I don't know, man. In the swimming thing, 5-inch viejos for me or a 7-inch weedless.
Okay.
Done.
That's it.
Yeah.
When I am helping somebody get down there, I think that that's exactly it. I take, I'm probably heaviest on a 5-inch viejo and like a 1 to 2 ounce leadhead. You know, I would always say like grab a pack or two of ones, 1.5s and twos. You have 1 to 2 packs of those, heavy leader, you're probably fine. I go heavy on 5-inch viejos. I couldn't give you the number, like a good handful's amount, you know, maybe 15 or so. And then I like to take a few 7s, 7-inch viejo, and then I really like the big weedless.
And I try to steer people toward the 5-inch. Understand why. Because if you're using a larger swim bait, usually the tag end, the tail's hanging out the mouth.
Right about
you've
that.
Got them hooked, and they're, you know, 20 other buddies. One of them's going to grab that tail. So with the 5-inch, they usually inhale it. And that's the safety factor, you know?
My thought on that, too, is Cedros is the calico bass haven. You know, I mean, they all live there. And you're going to be able to catch those fish regardless of the conditions that get presented to you. Like, there's going to be bites to be had. And if you get there and the wind is backed off and you're on the weather side of the island and the current has pushed it, you know, got the kelp pushed down and there's clean water and bait everywhere and that fish is up in the upper water column chasing baits around and it's wide open. That's just got weedless written all over it for me and the best.
Just stop. Stop right there.
If you get there and the condition is, you know, the current is a little bit lacking and the stalks are standing straight up, there is still some of the best bass fishing to be had in a, you know, pothole and, you know, going over the mat and kicking your, you know, 1.5-ounce lead head out of gear and letting your 5-inch viejo swim straight down those kelp stalks. There's still epic fishing to be had in that condition, too. So I always take a little bit of that. I like some 5-inch, some 7-inch, and some weedless because you don't know which one of those conditions is going to present itself. Corey's a master at using the big weedless regardless, but it's real easy to have that 1.5-ounce lead head and a 5-inch viejo, kick your reel out of gear, wait for it to stop, and wind in your big old bass.
That's a lot of fun. You know, some breaking news on Cedros, actually. We didn't even talk about this. Jeff sent me a text yesterday from Cedros Island Sport Fishing and Cedros Island Kayak Fishing or whatever. They have secured, so I guess he's got a few more trips going out in Sonata, but they've secured a private flight.
All right.
On some killer executive flight from CBX Tijuana. And it's like gets you there so early, you're there at 9 in the morning.
Oh, that's great news.
It adds like an extra period of time to your fishing. So he's got something cool coming.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so
news. Cool.
If you're going with him later in the year, which I know Let's Talk Hookup has a couple trips,
yeah.
And I've got a couple in October. So if you're going on those, you are going to be stoked.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah,
breaking news.
That's a big factor. Yeah. Being able to fly there sure adds a bunch to it. Well, great. I'm excited to hear that, and I'm sure we'll hear from Jeff or Katie at some point a little later. I'll give us the full, rundown.
I hope I can scoop the whole
No, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, why don't we jump into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. Vinny from Carlsbad. Thanks for joining us this morning.
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm wondering, what size tranks would you use for catching, like, local calico bass that you could also use for yellowtail?
What do you think, Rick? Hands down.
So the yellowtail part of it is what I'm curious. I want to hear from you. You're the calico guy, but I'm curious because I know I'm a Tranx 300. I'm a Tranx 300 guy because I like how much that reel fits in the size of my hand, and still has plenty of guts for catching a yellowtail. I'm curious to hear you because I know that you like.
There's times where I'll use a 200.
That's what I'm
sure.
saying. I knew that about you. But, so I'm curious what you think.
But if you're going to mix in yellowtail, for sure to 300. You know, when I'm throwing the large weedless, it's straight 300. I've used the HG. I love it. I've never been a power handle guy. I'll say that from the get-go.
Totally the same.
I don't like it. I never have. However, the new power handles on the Tranx 300, the HG, you're going to love. For some reason, it's just ergonomic. It
works for you.
It works perfectly for me, yeah. So if you're a guy that's not liked one in the past, give it a shot because it's something that it's just growing on me very easily.
When we fish the Tranx 3 and 400s, Dallas likes the power handle on everything, and I like the double paddle. Like I'll take my HG reel, and I usually put the paddle handle onto it.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean, and there's no doubt the power handle is just that. You do derive a lot more power for it. So if yellowtail is a little bit more of a thing, that's probably going to provide you a lot more torque.
Right, exactly. But the 200 Tranx I'll use for the 5-inch swimmer or the 6.5-inch slug, you know, the little smaller downscale 50-pound power pro with like a 40-50-pound leader, you know. I'd hate to hook a yellow on that, but I did. Rick, a month ago I had a 22-pound sea bass on that.
No
rig.
Way.
Yeah.
On the 200.
On the 200. Yeah.
So, Vinny, I think part of it comes down to knowing a little bit more of what, you know, if this outfit for you, I know that there's no way of knowing maybe ahead of time, but if you feel like this outfit for you is going to be 90% calico bass and also still enough to handle a yellow or something like that, I would go that route. If you know, though, also that this is going to be your general purpose everything, it's going to be my 25-pound fly line outfit, I'm going to fish, you know, poppers and stuff for school-size yellowfin and yellowtail, but I still want a reel that's small enough to catch calico bass, you might consider the Tranx 400. You know, 400 is a lot more capable on the yellowtail tuna side, but it is definitely not too big for fishing calico bass.
It isn't, and you could even throw a surface iron with that too, right?
Totally. I mean, yeah, totally could. So I think it's best to just kind of figure out what you think you're going to be doing more of. If you know, if you're like Corey and you're a calico bass nut, but you also want enough guts that'll handle a yellow, I'm thinking probably 300. And if you know that you're going to be spending a lot more time offshore, you're going to be doing a lot of yellowtail fishing with it, and occasionally you still want to go bass fishing, you might think even about that 400. But regardless, we sure appreciate the call and look forward to the next one. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. Sean from Lomita. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, we got two special expert guests today. You guys are
you
great expert guests.
Yeah.
Exactly. You two
What's
are.
Up, Sean?
Anyway, I went back on some archive shows, listening to Greg Stotesbury talking about Zane Grey and listening to Paul Strasser, Mark Paisano talking about San Pedro, and a little tidbit that I caught was that Bill Poole was from Lomita. I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know that about my little hometown here, that's next to Torrance and Palos Verdes. So just thanks for all that. And Rick, do you remember the Shogun 5-day trip we were on together? When we both had the yellowtail special conversion kits. You had a red one. I had a blue one. We ended up trading them off on jig sticks, and just we got like 900. We set a record before we were counting so many with fish counts and limits. We had 901 albacore on that Shogun with Norm Kagawa. Do you remember that trip?
There's no forgetting a trip like that, buddy. Yeah, that was those are special times for sure.
Yeah. Hey, what's happened to the Guy Harvey shirts? I don't know. They've just kind of run low on circulation. I used to just live in them all the time. We're just having trouble finding them. AFCO doesn't seem to have my size. Or do you know what the background is on the Guy Harvey shirts, Greg?
I mean, a little bit. I think like a lot of clothing, some things run their course. And I know AFCO, not in a bad way, but AFCO and Guy Harvey, AFCO's no longer doing the actual Guy Harvey shirts. With that said, AFCO still makes, not only still, but, you know, continues to, and I would say even more so, makes, you know, like the highest end kind of fishing technical clothing around now. So the actual Guy Harvey designs, no more from AFCO. I'm sure they're still available, you know, if you find them or somewhere there. But all of the AFCO branded, you know, specific clothing is definitely available, button downs and things like that. They have a really good website, and I like the way they do it. You know, they run as much as possible through all of their dealers as far as tackle wise, and they highly encourage you to get things from their dealer. But, you know, AFCO just makes more stuff than what is available, you know, for every shop there. And we certainly couldn't do it. You know, we have a great relationship with AFCO, carry a ton of AFCO products, but there's no way we could carry everything, including the right button-down shirt for Sean. So you can go on their website, purchase directly, have it shipped to your house, ship to the dealer, you know, whatever that may be. So, and just kind of as a little kick, you know, additional thing, the big ICAST show just happened this past week in Orlando, and AFCO won the top prize category, I believe, for every single clothing category that existed.
Wow.
All their, like, warm water technical clothes, summer technical. I mean, they swept everything. Like, every category that they were eligible for.
It doesn't surprise me, though, Rick.
I'm with you.
That's all I wear, honestly.
Yeah, you're wearing it right now. Like, I can confirm Corey's wearing it right now.
But it breathes.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. And some of them I sweat. It's like wearing a plastic bag, you know. And their clothes, they breathe. They know what they're doing.
They really do.
Something else I've gotten into, too. I mean, I don't mean to take us away from Sean, but the sole pro gloves. The glove thing is huge. You know, they go to your first knuckle.
Yeah.
The palms open. And it just protects the back of your hand from the sun. Check them out. I mean, they're super comfortable.
They're light and easy to deal
with.
Like I have trouble wearing gloves fishing, and that's
I've never been able to.
Yeah.
Seriously. But check out that pair in its own right there. The Sol Pro. They have like five different types, but the Sol Pro, S-O-L Pro, the palm of the hand is open. The glove only goes to your first knuckle.
Yeah, you can still tie. You've got all the dexterity in your hand.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. I like those.
Yeah, just to protect the, you know, from the sun.
We do that, and the one that we sell a lot for, like, it's mainly a lot more Mexico guys coming up, is we sell the release glove and the utility glove for guys that are doing a lot of, like, marlin leadering and things like that. We do a lot of those. They have another one in the shop for these big fish guys called the short pump long range, where the short pump long range is a cool glove that they make. So it's a first knuckle glove for your bottom two fingers, but your top two, it goes to the second knuckle. And that's got like a little piece of Kevlar on it. And
like,
what it's
like leadering?
Not leadering. It's so your big fish fishing and your rod's on the rail, and your hand placement is now often over the top of your reel, and you're kind of guiding your line with your fingers.
I got
and
you.
So there's like a little Kevlar insert, so when you're palming the reel, you're kind of keeping it steady with your left hand, you're turning the handle with the right, and there's a little Kevlar inset where your fingers go when you're guiding the line back on for a big fish. Those guys just... they think of everything.
They're incredibly thoughtful with everything they make.
Yeah.
I mean, as Greg Stotesbury has always said, it's purpose made.
Yeah, totally, no doubt. Hey, Sean, appreciate the phone call, and thanks for the good memories, the old days fishing Norm and the show,
right?
the big albacore days. That was fun, and certainly look forward to that coming back around again.
Pretty cool for sure. How about Mo? Mo from Vista, thanks for joining us, Mo.
Good morning, guys. I just got two fish reports for you. I just got back from Bahia de Los Angeles. Nice yellowtail. We had about 40 of them for 3 days, and we got grouper and cabrillas, and the yellows were from 18 to 33. And then I took out, this Saturday, this kid, 10-year-old kid. Yeah, I took this 10-year-old kid, his father and his grandfather out off of Carlsbad bass fishing. The kid got a 20-inch calico and caught eight keepers, nice. And the dad and grandpa only got a couple. But we had a pretty good time. Cool. Another question I was going to ask if you would know that, is there a Coast Guard regulation that you can't fish close to shore? I mean, you know, you don't want to get swamped, but, you know, I mean, seemed like a lifeguard came out and said, can you stay three football field away from the surfers? I don't know if it was for safety, but, you know, the swell is the swell. It's not, they're not going to catch it.
That's exactly it, Mo. It's not a Coast Guard thing. It's more the city lifeguards. And if you're like off La Jolla, off Black's Beach, you know, those kind of areas, they do want to keep you away from the swimmers, the surfers. I mean, they're at liability, really.
Sure.
You know, for the swimmers' protection. So it's just keeping you off the beach a little bit. There's some areas where you can get away with it because it's not patrolled by the lifeguard.
Less regulation, more like, hey man, let's just why don't you slide out a little, let me keep these guys kind of
and it's, okay. It's the same thing up north in Orange County, you know, okay. Crystal Cove or Laguna or Capo Beach or even Long Beach, you know, there's areas where they do the same thing. Where they don't patrol it off of Palos Verdes or that zone there. Try it off Malibu and they're going to scream at you.
Yeah,
you know
there's a rock you really want to slide in and catch a fish off of, and you've got to look sideways.
Yeah, exactly.
Got that.
Yeah, so it's just, it's for the swimmers.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Rick and I are having a great time. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Surger Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Surger's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Surger has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SurgerSportFishing.com. That's SurgerSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedro's Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing from the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Catch PowerPro.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Mightier 1090, and always a great time, Rick, man. Just having fun. It's all about the callers.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We're going to have a fun one today. We got the catch report coming up in just a minute. Like Corey had said, if you want to join us this morning, be a part of it, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, you know, if you don't want to call and wait on hold, and you have a question or a comment or something you just want to add to the show, just send it via the text on the app.
Totally. Well, Corey, let's find out what's buying out there today.
Let's do it. It's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom Bluefin and Yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from a high-carbon steel which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check anzaknives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro Series of Fishman's Processing. Step in and see Sean and the boys and check them out.
Yeah, good call. Well, hey, let's head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
We're good. You know, speaking to your last caller about fishing that skinny water in tight to the beach, you know, our lifeguards through San Clemente, never underestimate the power of a sport boat cheeseburger. Those guys dying for a hot lunch, man. Sometimes that's the token to get the magic card to get in that shallow stuff without getting barked at. Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. I think a boat cheeseburger could be the answer to get you into just about anything in the world, man. When you're
right.
In this scenario where that thing exists, there's not much better.
And really nothing safer, Brian, than being on the on one of your boats and just calmly laying the anchor and setting back. And hey, nothing better than all the chovy being chummed either.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no doubt. Man, we had a good flow this week up here. You know, half-day fishing for us, you know, was honestly some really good bass fishing. We had good water movement, as you'd imagine, with that big moon this week. So, you know, good current in lots of spots. Our live bait this week, too, was phenomenal. 5-inch anchovy and 3 to 4-inch sardine. I mean, it was just
that's a perfect bait. That's great.
Right? Yeah, for that bass. Just like you said, Corey, sliding in. Beautiful chum. So some great action on that stuff. Some good action on the sinker setups, too, with plenty of sand bass. There were some good scores midweek for a couple of our guys running half-day trips on some sand bass with 5-inch limits on some of those half-day trips, man. That stuff was biting out a little bit deeper water. And some nice sheephead, too, on that sinker. Man, those sheephead love that live anchovy. I know we talked about the clam and the shrimp and all that stuff, but a nice live anchovy. I mean, we've seen some real nice sheephead on that stuff. 3-quarter-day fishing, still the same deal pretty much as a half-day. Some really good bass fishing just a little bit further down the beach. We've been spending the mornings down on the anchor catching bass. And now with this bluefin, it's been pretty much all over the place as we've been hearing this last week. It's been showing good like in the midday this last week. So it's giving us shots at it for a few hours in the afternoons. But we have a secret weapon while we're in there fishing on the anchor. Our whale watch fleet's out there looking, you know, glassing for dolphins and whales. So we've got an extra set of eyes out there for us.
Nice.
Staff on that stuff. Yeah, so we've got, you know, a whale fleet down out of Oceanside and our guys up here that are covering the water. So we just get the hot dope from them that stuff's up. And we've been pulling the anchor and some of our boats been heading out trying to make a catch on that. You know, it hasn't been coming in huge numbers for us, but a few fish here and there. So the opportunity, though, is certainly valid and legit. Any good opportunity. So if you're going to come 3-quarter-day fishing with us, you know, we may or may not go after it, but you want to come prepared. So bring a rod and reel combo that you can comfortably and accurately make a good cast with. And then, you know, souped up cold sniper jigs or your surface iron and that kind of stuff. And on a rod and reel, you can fish that 60 to 80 pound braid, and then you can beef up your top shopping from there, 40, 60, whatever you need to get on top of that. So like I said, we're not spending our whole trip chasing that stuff, but when it's been up in the afternoons, we've been giving it a shot. We've been catching a few, and stuff's been, you know, it's all been mixed grade, as, you know, we've heard everywhere, 20 to 40, 100-pound fish all kind of in the same little mix. So I'm prepared for that. But twilight fishing has been fun, too. Get action on the bass. We've had some mixed barracuda and all that kind of stuff. So we've had a good week. We're looking to see what we have to deal with next week.
This sounds great, Woolley. Well, certainly some good fishing. I mean, everything happening and everything within the range there. Well, great job. Appreciate that, and certainly looking forward to another one next week. I know, like you say, mid-summertime reservations sure become key. There's still plenty of opportunity to come fishing with you, and is a reservation a must right now?
Absolutely, yeah. I was just going to tell you that. If you want to get on a boat, you got to make reservations. So call our office here. Our number is 949-496-5794. You can book online through danawharf.com. Super simple. But, yeah, make your reservations.
Awesome, Woolley. Keep after it. Great fishing. Glad to hear it. And we'll look forward to another one next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks. Really appreciate the phone call very much. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to roll up, we got a fun text that came through. It said, I'm joining the show here from Los Santos. My question is for Corey. Can fish like calico bass and rockfish see colors, and do painted lead heads, in your opinion, work any better than the plain? And does that change if you're fishing all the way down to 200 feet?
Yeah, kind of crazy, huh, Rick? It's an age-old question, right? I mean, do they really? Maybe they see shades of gray, you know, white, yeah. White to black and 50 shades of gray in between. Who knows, right? But the only time that I've seen colors make a difference in a lead head is a baitfish pattern.
Okay.
Whether it be like a blue grunion, a softer, clearer color with a sartreuse head, man. I don't know what it is. A sartreuse head on a baitfish color will sometimes be magic.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
I don't know what it is.
Bright yellow-green chartreuse color on a clear, a bait that's got clear, whatever.
Clearness to
yeah,
it.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's... It's just a magic combo,
okay.
You know, unless you're going like red leadhead to a brown bait style, orange mm-hmm. belly, you know, just kind of matching the hatch kind of thing. But I'm not that guy, man.
Yeah.
I get it done. I don't go that far into it.
Yeah. When you're grabbing colors, when you're fishing, do you have a favorite? Do you just have, like you were saying, do you have like a few shades of things? I got some browns, I got some greens, I got some, like, you don't care which of the browns and greens you have. You just got a few.
I have five different colors.
Okay.
Like, that's it. Maybe four, not six,
yeah.
But just a handful of colors. And if they're not going to eat the semi-transparent, like blue grunion, and they're not going to eat the solid brown and gold, those are the two opposites right there,
totally.
You know, and then there's a couple colors in between. And keep it simple,
so
honestly.
You keep those four or five, but they might not be the same four or five every time you go.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, got it. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I keep it super simple.
I like it. Well, I hope that answers the text. We had another one come through. This one was from Gil in Menifee. I've got a question for Rick. Is a rail rod blank made different than a regular blank? And could I use the rail rod techniques on a regular blank or rod, or am I putting the rod in jeopardy of breaking?
That's a great question.
Yeah. So rail rod specific blanks are created for the rod to bend slightly differently than a more traditional blank. And
is it more parabolic?
It's less parabolic.
Less parabolic.
Yeah, so a traditional rod that you would fight in a belt or harness or just kind of put the rod in your waist and pull on it, the bend of that rod goes a little farther down towards the reel. And basically, you know, where the rod is bendy, there's, you know, it's easier to hang on to, and where the backbone hits you, that's a little tougher to hang on to. And imagine it like holding a dumbbell. So if you hold a dumbbell, you know, real close to your chest, you can stand there for a long period of time. If you extend your arms all the way out and get that pressure farther away from your body, it becomes a lot more difficult to hang on to.
Makes sense.
So a traditional rod, the bend goes farther into the rod, and the power of the rod is closer to your body, easier to hang on to. Rods that were built a little more specifically for rail fishing tend to have a faster taper. They still obviously have bend. You need some give in the rod tip for keeping the hook in them, dealing with head shakes. You know, you got to have some give, but rail rods tend to be, not in every case, but tend to be faster taper because you're fighting that fish different. When you lay the rod on the rail, everything that is on the outboard side, outward of the rail, that's what's providing the lift, and that's what's lifting the fish. So the power shuts off much faster or farther away from the rod, so that's where the lift is, because you're not hanging on to that. You're laying that on the rail, and the rod itself is providing a lift, you know,
teetering from the back end.
You got it. Exactly. Yeah.
I love it.
Now, that certainly doesn't mean that a traditional rod can't rest on the rail. You still have lift in the rod, but that's just kind of the slight difference in the makeup of the two. There are plenty of belt and harness rods that you could kill a big fish with it on the rail, but a rail rod specific, a good Talica 2 speed, you know, if you start taking all of the advancements in technology and put them all in your favor, the end result is a whole lot easier on the angler.
And am I right in saying they're usually a little bit longer?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say you're dead right with that. Because, a shorter rod
provides more leverage to the angler hanging on to it, you know, and that the longer rod is harder to hang on to, but in a rail rod scenario, we're less worried about you hanging on to it the whole time. The rod is taking that pressure, and that longer length, again, you have now more of the blade is sticking out over the rail, which is providing the lift for the fish, and you're creating a much better angle when that fish is coming up to the surface and your rod is laying on the rail. Just 6 inches farther away from the boat reduces the line angle greatly from that line rubbing on the underside of the boat or in the wheels when that fish is doing his inside circle.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
That little bit longer rod as you're teetering back and forth, a teeter-totter, and putting your weight into it, it just adds that much more leverage.
Totally.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. A big difference for sure. It's a much more comfortable thing, and you know, and like say when you line all the tools up in your favor, you can make a lot shorter work or just keep yourself more comfortable. You certainly no longer need to be a big heavyweight fighter to be able to take a big fish. You know,
just sit on
any person with appropriately matched technique will be able to do it, no problem.
All right. Hey, we're going to wrap up our fish report, Rick. Check it out. We got Gundy, our surf guru, on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Backcod Rick, PhD.
Yes, PhD in rail.
That's great. That's fantastic information, actually. It kind of explains the whole concept of the thing, you know.
It does.
Cool.
Good stuff. Anyways, we got very good fishing in the surf. You know, we're kind of in that summer stride right now. We got participation from just about all species, just about everything in the mix, from sharks to sea bass, even a big orange mouth corvina. Another good week of fishing. The swell has probably been the only limiting factor. We've had a little bit of swell roping in from the south, so, you know, try to focus on those beaches that are out of that swell. But we got really warm water, strong tides. We just had the full moon on the 23rd, and the fish are really in the biting mode. Hook, line, sinker reported good all-around action, good perch bite along Rincon, Refugio, El Capitan, easy limits on perch, a pound and a quarter, probably the better size fish. Mussel's been a top bait there, but shrimp, squid strips, just about anything working there. Carpinteria continues to be a better spot for Corbina. A few halibut catches along Goleta there, topped by a 30-inch fish taken on a flash minnow. Wiley's reported excellent calico bass fishing on the reef, and I got a lot of reports of good calico bass action. Any of the kelpie reef areas, a lot of fish shallow. This up there, they range from 2 to 4 pounds. Squid was the top bait, but they're also getting them on swim baits and jerk baits, soft jerk baits. A few legal white sea bass also in the mix, so keep that in mind. Don't go too down on your line side if you might hook a 25-pound sea bass or something. Big fish reported good croaker action from Steel Beach Jetty, 72nd place. The long rodders are getting them on bloodworms. A couple of fish in the 5-pound class, a 28-inch halibut was the top halibut taken in Huntington Harbor on a live smelt. Ketchum Tackle in Newport reported good corbina action all along the street jetties there, river jetties. 3-pound, 2-ounce fish taken at 56th Street on a soft shell. Good catches also reported from the street jetties, and the piers is another good stretch there. Hogan's reported good corbina action along Strands and Salt Creek. A little bit protected from the swell, those two beaches. Warm water, lots of crabs, strong tides, had the fish on the chew. Capo Bay beaches also kicked out some good catches. Swell was a little more of a factor there in Capo Bay. And then little rumor of some legal sea bass in the shallows there off Cotton's Point down towards Old Man's in there. You get the right conditions, some clean water. Swim baits have been tops there. And then finally, the parade, the giant spot fin out of North County continues. Pacific Coast posted a 7-pound, 2-ounce spot fin.
Wow.
Taking on a trio of sand crabs fished on the long rod just below Oceanside Harbor Jetty. They also posted a 5-pound, 2-ounce spot fin. Terrific. Terrific size spot fin this summer coming out of North County. And then the exotic of the week, a 9-pound orange mouth corvina taken off Ponto on a swim bait. So just about all the actors are in the play right now. So the only thing missing is you as the angler, right?
Yeah. Dude, a 9-pound corvina, that's a good
that's
one.
That's a real one.
That is a good one. I've heard rumors, too, they're starting to load up in the bays, you know, under the lights and things like that, Mission Bay. And so that's something to think about. Your favorite beach has a swell wiping it out made me think about going in the bay in the evening or something and trying to get one of those things.
That's good to hope, man. Right on, buddy. Well, great report. Certainly appreciate that. I always love how complete it is. You know, I mean, you really take care of up and down the coast. I know you've got so many great shops that you work with, and, you know, you compile so much info, and I know how much you like it, that we just really appreciate it. And it's very, very complete up and down the beach.
Yeah, it's those, you know, those little tackle shops, you know, they have the information more than anyone else. And if you talk to them, they'll send you in the right direction. What do you think, Corey, of the state of the calico bass fishery? Boy, we're seeing some good sign, aren't we?
Oh, I love it, Gundy. You know, on the back end of the whole El Nino-esque kind of 5 years, and it's been beautiful, man. Kelp's coming back, and no matter where you're at, San Clemente Island, San Diego to Palos Verdes, Malibu, the kelp's coming back, and it's just, there's a lot of good calicos. And the size limit, too, Gundy, you know, I mean,
yep.
It's going to 14-inch, dude. I could catch 13, 14-inchers all day, and you're having just a blast.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that limit, you know, it took a little time, I think, to kick in, but I think we're starting to see the benefits of it.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree. Yep. Yeah.
All right, gents, great show, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. I look forward to talking to you.
Have a good week of fishing. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They've been a top choice for tuna fishing from the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, and that new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is critical. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice and the confidence that you're getting bit with the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at selected tackle stores. And when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mighty 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Llanero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, the very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For
quality. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers, but Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. This is the reel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast, with casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body, a rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.